this week started with me having to pay my bets. Yep, the Eels went down convincingly. It was tough. It was real tough. And this was tough.
Glory, glory to South Sydney. Glory, glory to South Sydney.
I must say, singing glory, glory to South Sydney almost made me physically sick, but you make your bed. You got to lie in it, don't you?
Put your hat on, there we go.
Blocker Roach joined us and we discussed our thoughts on players chopping and changing at the last part of the year. You know, your favourite players on one team, next thing you know, they're playing for another side.
Yeah, I don't like it, mate. I'm one for, mate, you shake hands and you agree or you sign a contract, that's where you should play. I don't like all this to-ing and fro-ing. And, if that was me, I'm only talking on my own behalf, if that was me and the ship was sinking, and, you know, my team that I timed for was doing it tough, I don't think I'd jump ship. I think I'd stay there and just hang around and try and do something about getting them out of the doldrums.
From blocker to the block, we spoke to Ankur and Sharon about, well, a judge who may have given it to him on Sunday night.
Word association game.
The next word is Shayna Blaze.
Nasty pasty.
Yeah,
unnecessary, I'd say. She wants to make sure she's, you know, hired next year for being a controversial one, and I feel like maybe we're the couple that she's going to target this year. We'll see.
Bakehouse Delights at East Nowra chalked up another bunch of awards for their fantastic bread to go with their fantastic pies to go with their, well, fantastic everything.
Oh, mate, look, we just do what we do, and we put a bit of effort in, and it's not just me. It's, well, my son, he's a better baker than me, without a doubt. We've been doing it for a long, long, long time, and we've got some good staff, and a lot of love goes into it, and we don't get it right all the time, but we get it right a fair bit of the time.
There's a lot of love that goes into it, isn't there, John?
Well, it's a passion, mate. It takes the same amount of time to make a good pie or a loaf of bread as it takes to make a crap one.
Busted. We introduced a new segment called Busted, which pretty much just busts people who have been busted.
Of course, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, busted.
Busted.
Oh. And then we had Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann.
Okay. And then we had...
Did you get Corey Norman? Did you bust him as well?
I forgot about Corey Norman, but he's done the old John...
He's done the dog putting his digits where they shouldn't go playing rugby league. I mean, what are these people thinking?
It has to
cameras
be an accident.
Everywhere. No, I watched the replay and it looked like it was with intent.
Busted. In 1982, the town of Liverpool changed its street names to reflect that of the Beatles, which caused a little bit of confusion for those that were trying to head out to the clubs that night.
Easy there, Tiger. How you going? Oh, where can I take you? Oh, I just wouldn't mind going to Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club.
Take us to the club.
No. Where it is, this club? Where it is?
Oh, tell him.
That's easy. I think you just take a right at John Lennon Drive, maybe a dip down Paul McCartney Way, and then we go right up George Harrison's Close, like right up it.
Right up it?
Right, and then a quick, like, around the left, to Ringo Starr Drive. I think you'll find it there. We can go
on. And this week, we remembered the passing of Elvis Presley in 1977.
Pandemonium has broken out here on Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis. Thousands of fans from all over the country are converging on Graceland, trying to get in to view the body of the 42-year-old king of rock and roll.
Elvis Presley will still be the king of rock and roll to me.
There's only one king, one king. And that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.